The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live. You are listening to real live radio coming out of your radio
live
tonight on a Saturday evening. I know you weren't expecting it, but you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And Free Talk Live does, you know, I mean, we do something different than other radio programs. We make a program available to you to air your grievances to the world, as it were. It's Mark with you.
Or redress, Chris. How are you, Mark?
Excellent, sir. Thank
good.
You. The number is 855-450-3733. We, of course, bring things to the table. You do not have to call on the topic, but the chances are good you'll get priority over people who are not calling on topic. And so one thing that would... I've got to say, this election year, it just keeps on giving. It's been...
Doesn't it?
Glorious.
I love it.
Glorious. Because you never lack for things to talk about, especially Donald Trump. He really just brings flair and excitement to the conversation, and apparently he has... he's brought another one.
Believe it or not, this is coming to you from the Blaze, but... The headline is, Trump walks back pledge to eliminate $19 trillion national debt just weeks after he made the promise in the first place.
So he made a promise to get rid of the national debt of $19 trillion, which would be epic.
Can't you just picture him in your mind, you know, just up there on the, we will wipe out this $19
yeah.
trillion. Dollar
the debt. I've dealt with lots of debt.
It'll be amazing.
We will make Sweden pay for it, right? Glorious. It would be glorious. But the thing is about the debt is I don't think you can pay it off.
I don't think so either. I think there's this little thing called interest that I think is constantly accumulating. And the fact that the debt is many times over what our GDP is, I mean, so what do? Do you put all of the output of the United States, all of it, towards the debt year after year, and where does that go?
Well, this is the thing about it. You can know how to make money well, and I'd say Donald Trump knows how to make money better than I do.
Agreed.
I'm not going to claim to be a better businessman than he is, but you can know how to make money without really knowing what... I think that the GDP was estimated at $17 trillion, so it's not a multiple.
Okay, yeah, but it is. It's close to it.
Yep.
So, yeah, take a year where everything that comes out of the United States
just goes
right to the
debt,
and but hey, you're done. It's glorious. It's
it
beautiful.
It shows an ignorance of what money is. He just
very true.
If he would make that statement, he either doesn't know, or he has a plan to return the currency to some kind of value-backed situation.
Which I don't think he has ever brought up once, and I think he has poked fun at anybody who would dare bring up, like, gold as a standard. No, we could never do that. That's insane. And I think the big difference here, and this is me keeping the books at my small business versus me trying to operate a central bank or a company, it's finances, which you deal with in business, versus economics, which is how an economy works.
Sure.
And those are two distinctly different things. And I've never felt that Trump was one of the nation's top economists.
I don't think the vast majority of talk show hosts either. People are out here, you know, they're essentially the preachers of politics on the radio. Understand what this most fundamental thing is. Money is, if you'll take a look at the top of it, it says it's a Federal Reserve note. Now, anybody who's got a house knows what a note is. A note is a piece of paper that signifies a debt.
You got it.
The Federal Reserve is not a federal agency. It's no more federal than Federal Express is. It is a group of banks that got together back in 1913, and things have changed since then. But, yeah, they got together, and there's different members and that kind of thing now. but they created a situation where the federal government essentially borrows money from them. They create it, and the Treasury borrows it from them at interest.
Mark, what you're describing almost sounds like a cartel.
Well, I would say that it's pretty accurate. I would say that just about everything the government does is cartelized.
Yes, it's monopolized or cartelized. That's what our government does. It has its fingers in a lot of different pies, and it picks its winners and its losers. And the banks are all powerful because they have been chosen as the winner.
So in the rare occasion where you have a budget surplus, and that happened in my lifetime under President Clinton, like yep. 1 year, and everybody wants to ignoramuses want you to believe is that that better budget surplus was somehow that we were free and clear of all debt. Au contraire, dear listener, that means that for 1 year out of my life that I know of, I mean, I could go back and look a little further, but I was born in 1971.
Nice.
One year that I'm clear on was the United States federal government actually paying on the principal. And the principal at this point, the principal includes all the interest that's there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So other than that, the interest just keeps on compiling. And that's why the debt keeps on going up and up and up. So you can have a budget deficit that then adds to the debt.
Correct.
A budget surplus subtracts from the debt. But you have never had a situation in your lifetime or in the history of this nation, borrowing perhaps how you do the math under Andrew Jackson, the ninth president.
Yes.
Okay? That far back, in the very early 19th century, possibly it was paid off. It depends on which economist you ask.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just go ahead and say that at that point it was paid off, just for kicks. That means that we are still paying on the Civil War. We are still paying on the relocation of the Cherokee. Okay? We are paying on the Spanish-American War. I mean, this is the reality of what this budget is about.
Absolutely. And the power of the banks, and the true power of the banks, is to, you know, ingratiate themselves with government so that they are the ones that can fund and fuel this. It's good business for them.
Sure.
I get it. The results are disastrous for most of the rest of the world, but I understand their motive.
So I wonder whether somebody explained this to Donald Trump and he walked back his statement, or whether, you know, I don't know. Did he intend to return the currency to value? I'm not clear on what he wanted to do or didn't want to do, but I am clear that the vast majority of Americans don't understand money, how it's created. I only vaguely get it, and I'm, you know, still learning all the time on these things, because it's admired in secrecy. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to call it a conspiracy, you can call it a conspiracy, but it's as open as it possibly could be. Because either money's backed by something, or it's not.
Exactly. And ours is not.
It's not.
Not by anything.
You can't get a barrel of oil. You cannot go get a bar of gold. You cannot get any of these things. You can buy a bar of gold with money. I'm not claiming that the U.S. Federal Reserve note is valueless. I'm simply claiming that it is backed by debt, that the federal government borrows it at interest.
True.
So, here's what I would ask you. If you want to pay off the debt, how are you going to do that? I have an idea.
With what?
I know that, Donald Trump could pay off the debt if that's what he wanted to do. But then you would, you'd go into a different sort of money creation system. So, for instance, what's the federal debt? $19 trillion?
$19 trillion,
yeah,
ballpark.
$19 trillion. You mint a coin. You could make it out of platinum just for kicks.
That would be a very pretty coin.
Yeah, you could if you want, you know, or you could make 19 of them, or you could make them out of pot metal like the pennies are, you know, pennies that cost 2.7 cents to make.
Take now, your pick.
There's another stupid government program creating pennies. Nickels cost 8 cents to create. 5 cents it's worth. It costs 8 cents to create. Only the government could do this crap. And you could just create these coins and you say, $1 trillion. You make 19 of them, you drop them up at the Federal Reserve, you say, here, debt paid, goodbye.
Yep.
And that's how you could pay it off. But other than that, you can't pay back the debt with dollars. I will point out that the mint is run by the United States government. The Federal Reserve Bank banking system is not.
They are the debtor.
Yeah, they are the lender of last resort, as they are known. Now, China can certainly buy treasury notes and things like that, but they're still all debt, and they're still all at interest. How are you going to pay back the debt? The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-453. We're talking about the national debt. Donald Trump said he was going to pay it off. And then he said, well, maybe not.
And I get it. Like, I understand. This, it's ridiculous. The national debt is ridiculous.
Well, give him credit. At least he, like, went back on his promise before he got elected. That's unusual, right? Usually they wait till they're elected before they start saying, I didn't really mean that.
Well, you know, when you start thinking about your kids, I have an 8-year-old son. At this point, all he really understands are Legos.
Right.
And playing. He gets that. He owes $60 trillion to the federal government, at least according to them. I would say, you know, no, he doesn't owe it. There is no moral obligation that my son has to give the federal government $60 trillion. But the reality is that when I was 8 years old, there was a federal debt, and you can believe I'm paying it now.
You bet.
So where's the moral obligation that I have? As we pointed out in the previous segment, the federal government hasn't been at zero as far as hasn't been in the black since the Jefferson administration in the early 19th century, if then.
And even when we have those, like that anomaly that happened after the contract with America with Bill Clinton and the Republicans, and they actually turned a surplus 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
Did that surplus actually go towards paying down the debt?
I think it did, but it was close. It wasn't that much of a surplus.
I know, but I'm kind of curious about whether they did that or whether it's like, you know, you get your bonus at work and you're like, I'm buying a new TV.
No, it was a budget surplus. No. That definitely went to the debt. But you can see how messed up the system is. If you think that, for instance, Obamacare is messed up and you would like to opt out of that system, because that one you can opt out of. You can't opt out of the debt thing without leaving the United States far behind. But you can opt out of the Obamacare situation with a health care sharing organization. This is what is the solution for my family. If you pay most of your health insurance costs, then this is likely a better situation for you than health insurance. For us, the costs were, we have a family of three, the costs were less than half. Oh, I'm sorry, a bit more than half. Just so like, I think 55% or something like that.
Wow.
It's a big savings.
You
bet. If you can cut almost in half your health care costs, the only thing you got to do is go check them out at joinlhs.com. It's called Liberty Health Share, and they're leading a movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. They're a healthcare sharing organization, and if you don't philosophically or morally agree with a service, you don't pay for it. Now, that's a real big motivator for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's the pricing. It's the service. They're a great organization, and I think you should consider joining the movement and helping us to change healthcare for good, because this could really work.
You bet.
For a lot of Americans.
And this is completely legal, right?
Completely.
This is in line with Obamacare.
Yeah,
this is
part of Obamacare.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they don't want you to know about it because it's significantly cheaper. Obamacare was a big old, a pile of cash given on the silver platter to a bunch of insurance companies, but JoinLHS.com. Just take a look. JoinLHS.com. I do have an 800 number for you if you want to give them a call. Just write it down. 1-800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com. 1-800-722-8041. Let's go to the phones. David, calling in from Columbia, South Carolina. What's on your mind, David?
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
We're good.
Great. Hey, I'm happy to hear the subject being discussed.
Right. Nobody does it.
Every time I hear the scare tactic, $19 trillion, and then all of the other, it's like, wait a minute, why are you telling us this? What can we do about it? How many of us even can imagine a trillion?
It's an incredible sum of money.
Yes, and you're telling me, well, this is how much you owe as an individual. It's like, no, I don't, because if I did, they will send me a bill. I will continue to be taxed yep. on a monthly, weekly, whatever basis, and you're not going to scare me, you know, because you don't know what the heck you're talking about when you, it's like you guys are just, not you guys, please.
Nah, I know, you're talking to like Washington and the news media out there and all that stuff. I get it.
The mainstream.
Exactly. It's like, stop fooling us because you're not fooling me. You might fool some other dummy out there, but I'm not among them.
I think that part of where they try to go is to fool a lot of the people. When you're told every day that, you know, the debt is $17 trillion, $18 trillion, $19 trillion, and your percentage of it is $50,000, $60,000, whatever it happens to be, doesn't that play into some people's emotions? Don't they feel that I really do need to do my part to help take care of this so my children aren't saddled with it? Maybe it does squash some of the
resistance. It's
psychological
is all it is.
That's it, yeah.
And another thing, speaking of children, aren't we supposed to each pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps? Let tomorrow's children or today's children take care of that, you know, when they get there. I think that's what each one of us are doing now. We're paying our way.
That's true, except that, you know, there is this debt, right? Like, the federal government claims to represent everybody in a given geographic area on a map, this polygon on a map,
mm-hmm.
and they even go so far as to say, you will pay us if you're outside of the polygon and you earn more than, like, $100,000 a year or something like that. So if you go to work in Kuwait or something like that, and you make $150,000, they claim that you owe them then, too. So they kind of use the debt to some extent to lock you in, you know?
Yeah.
Psychologically.
Absolutely.
It's just, I get so tired of it. And then for my, if you will, my fellow American that knows not much more than me, if any more than me, will throw that in my face, the debt.
Yeah, well, it's always the debt.
What do you really know about it? What do you really know about it?
Nobody knows anything except that it keeps going up. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it, David. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Going to Rocky in Annapolis, listening on WIBC.
Hey, how are you guys?
All good. Well. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I'm not an economist, but I like your idea of, well, spending 17 coins of. But the other question is then, why can't we induce artificial inflation? I know they've been trying to do it by printing a lot more money. Inflation did not catch up just because the world itself, everything is getting inflated, and we're not printing money fast enough. So the dollar is still strong. But if we printed another $17 trillion and induced like 10% inflation and paid off all that debt, would that work?
Well, the difficulty with what you're suggesting, Rocky, is that at this point, all the money that's created, whether it's M1 or M0, is the money that we can touch. So
right.
That's bills, coins, things like that. M1 is, M1, M2, these are kind of
checking accounts,
right.
To savings accounts.
Rocky, I'm going to explain this to you just a little bit further here, if you'll hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This is a tough nut to crack.
Yep.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the national debt. Turns out Donald Trump said he was going to pay off the national debt. And then he changed his mind because, well, it might not be possible.
He may have thought about it. One of his handlers may have come to him and said, yeah, about you coming up with a spare $19 trillion over the next 8 years. Might be a little harder than it looks.
They almost killed Jackson over this. Right? Like, Andrew Jackson believed that there were assassination attempts on his life.
Absolutely.
Because of his effort to eliminate the Second National Bank. And you can go and read that stuff. Andrew Jackson, not a coward. Okay? Probably the roughest, toughest president of the U.S. history, and that's saying something when you're putting them up against people like Theodore Roosevelt and, you know, George Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are, you know, let's just say, not a wimp, all right? But there is out there, Trump may actually be the solution to the debt problem. In the form of the Trump dollar. Check it out. If you're fed up with the same old thing out of Washington, D.C., and you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force, then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You've got to see them to believe them. hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. I you do have to see them to believe them. TrumpDollar.us. Going back to Rocky out of Indianapolis. Now, Rocky, you had expressed some sort of you had a question. Just rephrase it for me, and I'll get right into it.
So the question was, we have this debt, and the American dollar is still pretty strong as compared to it has held up itself even after printing like more than a couple $1 trillion in the last 8 years. So what's stopping us from printing another $17 trillion, inducing inflation in the process of the exports and then pay off all this debt?
So go ahead.
No, I would say that my problem with that is you're counting on a central bank and a government that's trying to plan economies to somehow print their way out of debt. And I don't believe that ever works.
Well, the federal government borrows the money in the first place. It's the borrowing that is the debt. So printing the money would necessarily double the debt. That's the problem here is
right.
That the federal government doesn't have the ability to print money. Now, there are people out there in the world, they're called greenbackers. They believe that the United States should have its own power to print money. Currently, it does not. It has to go, the Treasury has to go to the Federal Reserve to print money. The only thing the United States government can do is mint coins. That's why I suggested making coins to pay off the debt, because that is still currency, although the Federal Reserve does have some coins. You got it, Rocky?
Yes, you're absolutely right that the Federal Reserve has the only authority to print the money. And I'm not talking about that. I was talking about the national debt. I'm not talking about the government debt itself. But we could. You have a good point that the Federal Reserve is going to give the money to the government, and government will be again in debt, more debt.
Right. So the money's created through Treasury notes of sorts. So T-bills and all these other things.
The IOU.
Yeah, those are IOUs. Right. Now, they can be sold to the Federal Reserve, or they could be sold to China or whomever. Like, people, Americans have savings bonds,
sure.
Right? Those are just forms of debt to the government. And all those things out there are, when you look at all those Treasury notes of sorts, they all come up to, if you added them all up, they'd be less than $19 trillion. You wouldn't be able to, like, if even if they turned them all in, like, they're, what they're borrowing on. So the federal government does, in fact, have the dollar backed by something. I said in the previous segment that they didn't. And the reality is they do. They have it backed on the sweat of the brow of every American. Because what they're saying is that in the future they will continue to tax us. And that taxation will be based on income and the work that you do, and they will tax the fruits of your labor, and that we will pay back whatever debts we have from that. So that's what the dollar is essentially backed by. Thank you for the call, Rocky.
We promise to oppress our people to pay off your bills.
Well, you know, I mean, so taxes, it's difficult, right? Like, I don't support taxes, period, because they come, it's basically a term means a fee enacted by a monopoly. But I would say that an organization that provides a service does deserve to be paid for that service. There's no doubt.
No doubt.
But I think that if we put taxes on cigarettes or liquor in order to dissuade people from smoking or drinking, what do we have an income tax for? To avoid people, to get people to avoid working?
Yes.
Is that the idea?
It seems to be working.
Let's go to the phones. We got John calling in from Indianapolis. Again, WIBC. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, quick three-parter on the debt and foreign policy. I was born in 65, so I've seen a lot of third world countries renege on their debt.
Yep.
And as a parlor game, suppose the United States reneged on all or part of its debt. Who would it hurt more, us or the country that we've borrowed the money from?
Mostly it's been borrowed from banks.
But I hear that, you know, China, Saudi Arabia, stuff like that.
Sure.
Countries like that have...
They hold some debt.
They invested in a lot of treasury notes and...
A lot.
And U.S. debt.
A lot.
I'll tell you, there's a book out. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Colin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick, the second thing is, how would the debt be used as an instrument of foreign policy, either to prevent conflict or to win a conflict with one of these nations that we're in debt with, depending on, how that would affect both countries. And the third thing is, I'm thinking about cybercrime. You see a lot of, Russian cartels and the Chinese and a lot of Arab countries, hacking and committing cybercrime against, the government, business, and individuals. And what would be perhaps a way to dissuade them is maybe a kind of like a cyber tax, is that any cyber attack that costs U.S. businesses or individuals or government money that we can trace back to a certain country, we just take that off the debt. And maybe that would give these countries an incentive to bring in their own.
Perhaps. I think that you'd certainly have some disputes, and there are international courts and agreements to abide by. But, it might dissuade people. I do appreciate the call, John.
I'll tell you, that reminds me of two books that come to mind. Actually, probably more than that, but anything by Jim Rickards. Have you ever read Currency Wars?
No.
Really fascinating. But he talks about he pretty much was involved in war games at the Pentagon that talked about what would happen if we decided to go on a gold standard. What would happen if we decided that we were going to renege on our debt? What would the implications be, and how would other countries retaliate to that? So where he was going with that call, I think those would be great books for anybody to read.
I think that it's a difficult question to answer, because this is the Gordian knot of it all. I used to think it was just conspiracy theory many long years ago when I started doing Free Talk Live. Had no idea. But I've come to believe that the creation of currency is the fundamental issue of corruption and just sort of the overreach of the state.
It's the fuel. It allows everything else to happen.
If you look at the United States government during the Gilded Era.
Sure.
That was when it was at its best. I'm not saying it was good. I'm just simply saying it was at its best. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your opinions are welcome. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the national debt. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Certainly, that's what we do here every... Well, we do it every day, 7 days a week. You can find us at freetalklive.com. We are on, you know, a whole bunch of stations on Saturday night, but we're on radio stations all across America, 170 of them, 7 days a week. Not too many commercial radio programs do that. I don't think any, too many radio programs, period, do it. 7 days a week. The number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian calling in from, it doesn't say where, Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian. What's on your mind?
I tell you what's on my mind. The income tax law, as in the 17th Amendment, has been a subject of heated debate through the years. The 16th Amendment. You're
okay,
right.
16th, sorry. Yep.
And... the Supreme Court really is the final authority in the land, and they never have ruled in favor that it's a tax for us. In fact, what they said was it was a tax for corporate gains and profits. Six times it came before the Supreme Court within the first 10 years or so after the law was enacted. And each time they said, if you weren't applicable to income tax before 1913, you're not after 1913.
In addition but yet to that, they still keep collecting, right?
Right.
They did, but they got the power. They got the perception of power. Now, another interesting thing is that the states never ratified it. They didn't get enough. In fact, one of the chief justices, like in 03 and 04, somewhere in that time period, mentioned that in a case that not enough states actually ratified it to begin with. And
but we're going along like it's true, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We are, and then see that's the biggest sham of it all, is that it's never been ratified, and according to the Supreme Court anyway, who's still supposed to have the final say, said that was for corporate gains purposes, that was like if I owned a big business, yes, I would be subject to paying a corporate gain.
I'm not going to disagree with you because I know this. I know where this rabbit hole goes,
right.
And I've dug it a bit. But the thing is that you can dig forever on this rabbit hole, and it's and basically you end up at the same place, which is that there are a bunch of people who claim to rule you. And they will make whatever rules they want to make, and it doesn't seem to matter much. And frankly, the vast majority of Americans support them. The idea of an income tax doesn't seem to bother them. To me, I consider it to be immoral.
I know that an organization that can tax 1% of my income can tax 100% of my income simply because they say that they can.
Right, and they have what to back them up. They have men with guns.
Well, that's what a government is, right?
Right, absolutely.
Well, and then I think the thing that frustrates me the most as a taxpayer was something at least that Ronald Reagan looked into, to his credit, something called the Graves Commission. I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm talking about. That's where they studied. He was went and studied where the income tax was going, and he determined that it was un-American. Not one penny were the services going from that income tax for things that people were expecting.
Now, it's going to service debt, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It made us a debtor nation.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. Going to Mike, calling in, listening to 1420 in Northern Illinois. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's 1410 a.m. I made it.
I'm sorry. Terribly sorry.
I made an error when I called in. I wanted to mention there's a documentary that was shown in the 70s, and I think you can see it on YouTube, and it explains how the Federal Reserve works and that essentially when they lend money out, the only way they put it into the system is to lend it out.
Yeah, they lend it out through their client banks, right?
Yeah, but the only way to pay it back with interest is to actually borrow more from them. So it's a scheme that you'll never get ahead on and you'll never pay off.
It's exactly right. Well, not us individually, because people can become wealthy. They can accrue assets. They can use loans to make more money. But there will always be people being pushed off the margins.
Yes.
Because of the nature of borrowing money and the fact that it can never be paid off. It can never be paid off, and the interest is always accruing, then people constantly get pushed off the edges.
And part of this social contract is that by the fact that you live in this country or whatever country you're talking about with
what social contract? I didn't sign anything!
Well, I got your signature right here, Mark. but regardless, you're always going to be on the hook for that as long as you live, regardless, until we actually change how we take care of ourselves. If we insist on these types of governments, then this will never go away. And as long as you have banks that are willing to fund it and to profit by them and politicians that are willing to get in bed with the banks, then it's the snake eating its own tail.
All people want government for is to make sure that folks don't kill each other, don't rape each other, and don't set houses on fire. And instead what they do is they just reach and reach and reach and reach. They're constantly, we got to do this for the poor, while they shove their pockets full of money. It's just the most disingenuous thing. It's frustrating as it could possibly be. Mike?
Well, currencies on the gold standard also have their problems, but it's been suggested the currencies might have competing currencies.
And I like that.
Then you can have something that can rise to the top, and it has to be good to stay there, or else.
Let me talk to you about my friend Bitcoin.
There you go.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This idea of competing currencies, I think, is really the only solution.
I agree.
And I think Bitcoin is the newcomer on the scene. Certainly, gold and silver are long-time currencies. I was always a big fan. But when Bitcoin came, you can send and receive money around the globe without changing currencies. You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's still good. It's just, to me, it's a real game changer. And check this out, because this is the big deal as far as I'm concerned. Is that you can get something like 25% off of everything that you buy pretty much at Amazon by going to saveitpurse.com. They basically put together a system where you're matched with people who have Amazon credits, and you trade Bitcoin for Amazon credits, and you get the stuff at a huge discount. My family, this is what we've done. We've saved hundreds of dollars. This is like getting a huge raise. This $100 in the last year. This is like getting a huge raise on your job. You'd love to get a 25% raise, wouldn't you? Well, you can get saved 25% off at saveatpurse.com. Go sign up now before somebody else gets your favorite account name or whatever you like to use. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to TJ the Spy. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I have a great investment opportunity for you.
Okay.
Here's the pitch. I'm going to pitch it to you. You give me 15% of your money every paycheck.
Uh-huh.
You give me 15%, and I'm going to spend it on stuff. And then in 40 years, when you want to retire, I'll give you back some of that money. Now, I can't tell you how much you're going to get back. I won't know. But I'm going to, you know, invest it and spend it. And, you know, I wanted to know, oh, by the way, if you refuse to participate, I'm going to throw you in jail. So,
this sounds like Social Security.
Hey, tell me more.
You mean they already thought of that? Darn it.
Yeah.
I was hoping to invest. I mean, I thought, yes, I would love to force people to invest in a bad investment that I benefit from. And, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about Social Security is that, well, in the 50s throughout the 80s, Social Security was pulling in a lot more money than they were paying out. And a Ponzi scheme can go forever as long as the investors don't ask for their money back. And unfortunately, a lot of the baby boomers, they're starting to retire, and I wish they would stop asking for their money back. I mean, that's the problem. All these voters want their money back, and they don't realize it's already been spent.
Well, that's ultimately what it comes down to is that the federal government takes this stuff in. Social Security pays out at about 1%, but that doesn't really figure in who it works for and who it works against. One of the things that I love to mention about Social Security is who lives longer, men or women?
Women live longer.
Women live longer. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Rich people.
Rich people.
Who lives longer, black people or white people?
White people.
So for every rich white woman on Social Security, three poor black men had to die to pay off. I mean, it is just a mess. I'm sorry to say, Social Security is a scam.
Well,
it's a scam to help rich white women.
I'm sure the government is not going to do anything if they see the live people starting to ask for the money. They won't do anything to shorten their lifespan. So you realize every time an American who's like 70 or 80 dies, that's less money Social Security has to pay out. So I always thought, wouldn't it be a wonderful conspiracy to start? I don't think it's going to happen, but I can imagine somebody thinking like, yes, the government's going to send around death panels starting executing old people because they're asking for their money back. I thought that would just be a delightful.
Well, in all likely, they'll just change the retirement age.
or yeah. Perhaps they'll do this.
You're 100.
Thanks for the call, TJ.
I like the idea that we just tank the economy and everybody has to keep working so nobody's actually able to retire. They don't have to pay out.
Your call's up next. The number's 855-450-FREE. People are hot on this topic of the national debt and how impossible it is to pay it off. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.